I don't know if how many of you actually are serving in here in the church at the moment. Do you know how many people are serving?
不知道在座的有多少弟兄姊妹是在服事团队当中的。
Well, do you know how many names can you remember from the video? This is the test.
这是视频当中有多少名字我们是认识的。
And some are not there. All right, but what I'm going to try to do today is what we would like to do, not me, is to ask your cooperation. You need to work with me on this one, all right? I'm going to get you all to stand. And when after you stand, keep standing until I tell you to sit down.
好，请需要今天需要大家一个互动啊，请大家都起立啊，等到牧师说到一些信息的时候，你再坐下。
Wait, sit down first. Sit down first. Please sit. Wait, wait. Your boy, you're keen.
Sorry.
Wait, wait, wait.
Sorry, that's my translation.
All right. For those of you who are involved in the Welcome and Connect teams.Can you please stand?
请欢迎团队的先起立。在服侍欢迎团队的弟兄姊妹先起立。
Thank you. For those involved in the children's ministry, and I include teachers, teachers' aides, security people. Thank you, Pastor Kenny. That's listed now. I need to tick it off so I don't repeat it. Security, any other way that you help in Kingdom Kids and the Children's Ministry, please stand.
在主日学服事的，请起立，包括所有的主日学服事的。
And now keep standing, all right? And there are people who are involved in that who are not here now because they are over serving.
还有一些是在主日学服事的。
Those of you are involved in special events, planning and serving.
有参加一些特殊活动的预备的团队，请起立。
Yes, he is, but he's already standing. All right, media and AV.
有媒体团队的，请起立。
Those of you who are learning, all right, stand. Thank you, Ryan and Charlie.
包括还在学习当中的媒体团队的。
Those of you involved in worship.Across Chinese and English congregations, please.
中英文堂都是哈，媒体团队的，敬拜团队的。
Those involved in refreshments.
在餐后的这个就是主日之后的这个。
Anyway that you contributed, even you served in refreshments, make them or help give them out.Set up and pack down.
在就是会后我们结束之后做这个整理工作的团队。
The maintenance team, those who are involved in fixing things around the church.
在维护的，在教会当中要需要维护的一些器具需要维护的，请起立。
I'm looking at some people who are not standing, but I'm not sure why. We'll get to you, maybe. I'll figure it out why you're not standing. Small group leaders.
小组组长们，组长，小组的领袖们，请。
And that includes those of you in youth and in YA, all right?
包括青年事工的小组。
Those of you who have been very quietly bringing food and helping visit those who are housebound or in the house. Now, I know you may not like to stand, but if you could stand,
that would be good. 还有那些是平时会带一些食物来的，在我们的主日结束之后有提供茶点的，有一些不太愿意起立的，也请邀请你起立。
Can I ask the board of management to stand if you're not standing already?
负责团队的。
And that includes our senior pastor, by the way.
包括我们的好主任牧师。
Now, who is not standing yet? How many of you are involved in praying?
在
祷告当中支持的。
在教会事工的祷告当中支持
的。I would expect most of you to be standing.
我们期待的是看见大家都能够起立。
In some form or other, not in official ways. Nikki, Have you not been praying? Faith, have you not been praying?
要勇敢的起立。
Stand. Those of you who have been involved in praying in some way, even in by yourselves at home, for the church, for the pastors, for the leaders, for those who serve, please stand.
为教会的各项事工，为教会的弟兄姊妹祷告的，请起立。
Now, for the rest of you, oh, the design team. I said media. All right.
有设计团队。
Design team. Patrick, why aren't you standing? You have improved. You have been involved in serving refreshments to some of us. Patrick.
Patrick, 请起立。
I'll stop picking on people. All right, the rest of you who are not standing, if you don't like to stand, could you stand to encourage those who are standing?
请还没有起立的都起立，来鼓励我们已经站在这里的弟兄姊妹们，请一起起立。
For the recalcitrant person who is still sitting in the middle there. All right, those of you who don't, all right. The reason why I'd like you all to stand and why we are doing it this way is not to, is to show that each one of you is valuable.
每一位都是有价值的。
Each one of you has been part of the life of this church.
每一位都是在这个教会当中的一员。
And while we appreciate those who have been serving and leading or will be serving, like my brother Jonah there who stepped up to take on a very responsible thing, and where is Beverly?
我们感恩每一位能够起立的弟兄姊妹加入服事当中，也感恩还没有服事要想服事的弟兄姊妹。我们也
Is Beverly outside, or she back there somewhere, or hiding? Our sister Beverly, by the way, who's been really helping and serving in the design of all those announcements that you've been seeing, she's moving into a new season.For her and Darren and the family, so we thank her.
我们要感谢我们的姊妹为我们设计的这个。
And we would like as a church to bless her.
那我们要教会一起来祝福。
But all of you are very valuable.
每一位都是有价值的。
Never forget that. And so we would like to do a prayer of appreciation for what I call the quiet heroes.Of our faith.
我们要为我们每一位在服事当中有服事的弟兄姊妹来祷告。牧师把他称为是默默无声的英雄们。
All of you are heroes.
我们都是英雄。
All of you, and some of you may be more quiet than others.
有一些比较安静，可能比别人更安静一些。
But we would like to pray a prayer for all of you.
我们要为所有的来祷告。
And the way we do this, going to do this is we're going to, I'm going to pray it in English first, and then Joanna will pray it in Mandarin.
方牧师会用英文先来祷告，等一下我用中文翻译。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for these quiet heroes who freely give of their time to serve in your courts. Father, we thank you for these your servants.Who now stand in your presence, who have been touched by the Master's hand. May you bless them as they serve, often quietly and unnoticed. They may not totally understand what you have called them to, but yet they follow where you lead, as they trust in your sovereign love and guiding hand. May you grant them much grace as they persevere in service, be it great.Or small. May they know that you see their labor. May they know that their service is not in vain. And may they bring glory to your name always in Christ Jesus' precious name. Amen.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢这些默默无声的英雄们，他们甘心乐意奉献时间在你的殿中侍奉。天父，我们感谢你 这些仆人，他们常常站立在你面前，被主亲手触摸改变。愿你在他们服事时赐下祝福， 纵然他们常常安静无声，不为人知，纵然他们未必明白，完全明白你的呼召，却仍愿顺服你的带领，信靠你那至高的爱和引导的手。求你赐他们丰盛的恩典，在 大小的侍奉中持守不懈，让他们深知你看见他们的劳苦，他们的服侍并非徒然。愿他们一生都荣耀你的名，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
Amen. Please be seated, everyone.
请坐。
And now we will continue into the sermon.
好，我们继续我们的讲道。
Do you all know what this picture represents?
大家知道这幅图画是描述的什么吗？
What are the three ladies doing in this painting?
在这图画当中，三位妇人是在做什么？
Gleaning.
在拾穗。
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what gleaning means?
拾穗的意思是什么？
They are picking up the leftover wheat that has been cut and harvested.And they are picking up what remains for use.
他们是在把这些麦子拾起来，拾起来以后呢，能够收割过的麦田里面，然后它可以被使用到。
And so today's title of the message is Some Gleanings from the Quiet Heroes of the Faith.
今天信息的主题是静默信仰勇士的属灵拾穗。
It is taken from Colossians 4 verses 7 to 18.
这是取自哥林多哥罗西书的四章七到十八节。
And it's my privilege to bring the last message of the book of Colossians as we bring this section to a close.
也谢谢方牧师今天要来讲哥罗西书的，这是最后一部分。
We trust you have enjoyed the series.
我们相信大家都非常感恩有这样一系列哥罗西书的信息讲道。
And we come now to bringing it to an end. And you're not going to see this, so I'm going to move this back a bit first.
那我们现在进入了哥罗西书的最后一部分。
Why do I call this the Quiet Heroes of the Faith?
为什么要叫他们是默默无声的英雄们？
Because I think for all of us, we question. I think Jean, in a sense, preached part of my message, so I'm trying to eliminate certain parts or refer back to things that she said.
Jean 已经在方牧师讲道之前已经说了这么重要的信息。
I think we are all touched. We all wonder why we serve. We wonder why we do the things we do.
我们为什么要做这些事情？
And sometimes for people like well, me, I wonder whether I'm getting too old and useless.
Never.
I don't want to translate that.
Would you like to translate that, Lisa?
方牧师说：“是不是会觉得自己年纪太大了，变得无用了？” I said, "I don't want to translate."
Oh, you don't want to translate. Okay, but there's a story that exists that was then translated and made into a song, and it's still available on YouTube if you look for it. The singer who made it popular was somebody called Wayne Watson, and you can look it up. But it's the story of An old violin.
这一首歌曲大家可以在 YouTube 上去寻可以去搜索，它的名字叫做《主手的触摸》。这首歌曲其实是一个非常有意思的一个有意义的一个故事。
And this old violin was put up for auction.
这是一首歌曲当中说到的一个小提琴，它已经是在拍卖中的小提琴了。
And at the end of that auction, the auctioneer held up the violin and said, "What am I bid for this violin?"
在这个拍卖的最后的时候，拍卖师说到说这支老琴它能够卖出去啊。
It was the last item in the auction, and there were no bids.
这是在拍卖当中最后的一样物件，是没有人出价。
So he said, "Can you give me $1?"
他说可不可以出有人出一块钱
？Well, maybe $2.
或者两块钱。
Maybe $3.
三块钱。
But nobody wanted to bid anything.
但是没有人愿意出价。
And then, as the auction paused and the crowd was wondering what was going to happen, this old man stepped forward, picked up the violin, cleaned it, picked up the bow.And started to play a beautiful melody from it.
在人群当中有一位老人，他捡起了这把琴，然后把这把琴清理了以后，他开始用这个琴弹出了美妙的旋律。
And the crowd was hushed.
那整个会众都安静下来。
And the music came to an end. And the auctioneer cleared his throat, picked up the violin, and said, "Who will give me?" 1,000.
当这个曲子暂结束的时候，这个拍卖师又对会众说：“那有谁愿意出1,000块？”
And the violin went up in price.
这个小提琴就开始升价了。
And the people said, "Why? What has made the price difference?"
为什么使这个价格变得不一样了
？And then as the story and the song goes.The auctioneer smiled and said, "It's the touch of the master's hand."
那个拍卖师说到说，那个原因，它的价值变化的原因，是因为有主的手触碰到了它。
For many of us, our lives are out of tune. We are battered and scarred with sin.
在我们当中的很多人。我们的生活可能已经偏轨了，偏常轨。
And we are auction cheap to a world that doesn't care.
好，我们在出卖，在拍卖，在拍卖师的眼中，可能这个价值已经不值钱了。
But then the master comes.
然后主的手来触摸了。
He cleans us up.
他来把我们清理干净。
He polishes up.
他把我们来调音。
And then he starts to play a tune.
然后主来使用我们
，and our lives change.
啊，我们的生命就被改变了。
One touch of the master's hand.
主的手来触碰我们。
And that makes the difference.
就使我们变得不一样了。
And that makes the difference for why you become a quiet hero of the faith.
这个也就是使我们变成了静默信仰的勇士。
The touch of the master's hand.
因为是主的手来触摸我们。
Have you experienced the touch of the master's hand today?
我们有没有感受到、经历过主的手来触碰我们
？Do you understand how much the worth of the master's touch is?
我们是否明白主的触摸有多么的宝贵
？And that's what we'll explore a bit as we move into Colossians 4.
好，我们一起来展开一些来说到。
So, question for those of you who have read Colossians 4, how many people who had experienced the touch of the Master's hand are mentioned by Paul in chapter 4?
大家读过哥罗西书，那在这个哥罗西书当中，有多少人他是经历过主的手触摸，是保罗所提到的？
How many people were mentioned?
有多少人被提到
？Jimmy, I can't pick. I don't know where my normal brother is, Joe, who normally answers all my questions. all right. Any guesses?
有没有猜一下
？Karen,
猜一下。
How many people are mentioned?
多少
5.Oh, you're just guessing. That's not bad. There are 10.
有十位，有十位。
Oh, wait. I'm missing a slide here. Sorry. Yeah, 10 people are mentioned.
在哥罗西书当中，说到了有十位，有十位。
I cannot.I seem to be skipped the slide here, but of the 10, we are not going to go through all 10 today. or which Pastor Kenny is forever grateful, because if not, we will be here until 2 o'clock, okay? So we won't go through all 10 of them. We're going to go through 3 examples.
今天我们不会把这十位都述说，我们就说其中的三位，不然我们都不要回家了。
I think that's an adaptation of what I've just said. But anyway, the first one is somebody called Tychicus.
第一位是名字叫推基谷。
推基谷。His name literally means a chance happening. It happened by chance. Now, I don't know if any parents would ever call their children that. So if you ever want to call your child Tychicus, please be careful what that means, all right? It means it happened by chance.
推基谷的意思是偶然的相遇，我不知道会不会有父母给孩子起这样一个名字，要取这个名字的话要小心一些，因为它的意思是叫做是偶然的相遇。
We are told that he was a brother, he's a minister or a servant, and he was a fellow bond servant.
他是一位亲爱的弟兄，他是忠心的执事仆人，他也是在主里面同作奴仆的。
What do we know about him? He was an Asian Christian and he traveled with Paul.
我们知道的是他是一位亚洲的基督徒，他是保罗的旅伴。
He was trusted by Paul.
他是受保罗所信任的。
He carried Paul's letters to Colossians, to the church at Ephesus. He accompanied Onesimus back to his master. So he was a trusted man.
他是一个值得信任的人，因为他为保罗送书信到哥罗西，到以弗所教会，他也同阿尼西姆一起回到他的主人。
And just in passing, I want to say something. Paul calls him a fellow bond servant in the Lord.
保罗是称为他是在主里面服侍的这样一个仆人。
Do you know what that means?
是什么意思呢？
It means Paul was saying he's on equal standing with me in the Lord. He's my fellow bond servant. I'm not higher than him. He is equal to me.
保罗是说他是在主里面是和保罗有同等地位的，他和保罗是一同服侍的。
And that's significant.
这是非常重要的点。
This one's got to be first.Okay, why are we going and doing this? Okay, they're not in order. All right. Tychicus was interesting for one thing. He did what I would call, or most of us would call, an unromantic task, a mundane job.
他被称作是他没有做任何罗曼蒂克的事情，他是每天做日常的工作。
He delivered letters for Paul.
他是为保罗送信的。
In other words, in modern day language, he was a postie.
用现代的话说，他是一个邮差。
Do you know postmen are still very important?
邮差还是很重要的一个工作。
Postmen, postwomen, I've seen both. They are very important people. For in this world today, we still have need for postmen.
在现今的社会当中，我们还是需要邮差送信的。
But he did this job. He was a postie.
推基谷就是这样一个服侍的人，他是一个送信的。
So gleaning number one.
那十岁第一条。
There is greatness in the smallest things done for Christ.
为基督做的微小事中也有伟大的事情。
You see, young people, you may not think of it nowadays in the days of email and text and all that, because you can send it at the push of a button.
现在年轻人可能没有意识到这个送信都是我们都可以用邮件这样子按一个键就可以把邮件发出去了。
But in those days when I was growing up, letters were very important.
在牧师所成长的这个经历当中，送信是非常重要的。
I had to wait for my exam results to be sent to me by mail.
我们那个时候是要等待这个考试的结果是要通过信件送达的。
And you had to wait for the postie to come.
你要等待这邮差到达你家。
But in those days, more importantly to me, perhaps, was I had to wait for the mail, the letters to come from Carol.
更重要的是，我那个时候要等待这个邮差把信，把我太太的信送到我的手上。
I used to write to her, and then I had to wait. And it would sometimes take 1 week, 2 weeks, I think, 3 weeks maybe. And then finally a letter would come. I'm not sure whether it was romantic or not, but it was a waiting game. One had to learn to wait. So what is the point of a letter if there was no one to deliver it?
那如果是那封信没有人去送的话，那封信会出现什么样的结局
？Have you ever thought of what is the point of Paul writing all these deep insights that we've been learning about over these past 12 lessons about the supremacy of Christ? If there was no one to read it,
那如果没有人去阅读的话，保罗所有深刻的见解和实际的教导又有什么意义呢？
So never underestimate the apparently small, unnoticed things that you do for Christ.
所以永远不要小看那些看似微不足道不引人注意的这一些在主内的侍奉。
This is one of the reasons why I ask those of you who pray to stand, because nobody sees when you pray.
这是为什么牧师刚刚要说到，请。为教会祷告的这些弟兄姊妹也站立起来，因为这一些事情也是非常重要的。
And some of these small things that you do for the Lord, they are absolutely indispensable, but you will never find out how important they are until you get to heaven.
你为基督所做的这些微小的事情，可能对神的工作是至关重要的。这个是要等到你到天国的时候才能知道他们的价值。
For example, have you ever thought of how important a nail is?
你们有没有想过一颗钉子的重要性？
Have you ever thought of how important a nail is?
有没有想过这一颗小小的钉子有怎样的重要性？
This is a poem that some of you may know.
这是一首诗歌，可能有些人知道。
It's called The Nail.
就叫做一颗钉子。
I'll go through it very quickly. I won't explain it. You can look at it and you think about it.For want of a nail, the horseshoe was lost, because you need a nail to nail a horseshoe in. For want of a horseshoe, the horse was lost, because the horse cannot gallop. For want of a horse, the rider was lost, because there's no horse to ride. For want of a rider, the message was lost. For want of a message, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost.And all of it for the want of a nail to start off with.
因为缺失了一颗钉子，马蹄铁就丢了；因为缺失了马蹄铁，马就丢了；因为缺失了马，骑士就丢了；因为缺失了骑士，消息就丢了；因为缺了消息，战役就失败了；因为战役失败，因为缺了战役，整个王国就失落了。而这一切都因为那一颗钉子。
Never underestimate the small things that you do for the Lord.
请不要忽略你为神做的任何一件小事。
Your job may be just to move chairs, but it's still important.
可能你的工作只是去挪开一个凳子，但这也是重要的。
Sometimes all you do in the church is to say hello and ask people how they are, or maybe bring a meal to somebody who's stuck at home. That's what you do.
或者你是在教会当中来欢迎某一个来到教会的人，或者说是你是送一份餐给教会当中所需要的弟兄姊妹，这些事情。
Gleaning number two, momentary things done for Christ are eternal.
十岁二，为基督所做的短暂事却能从于永恒。
You see, for those readers in those days,Nobody would have thought that the letters that Tychicus carried would outlast the Roman Empire and be read even today.
谁能够想到，当时推基古所传递的这些书信 会比罗马帝国存在着更久，能够让今天还有人在读它。
Colossae no longer exists today. The church at Colossae no longer exists. If you go there, you will see stones. But the biblical truths of the supremacy of Christ still flower today and flourish today because of this man who carried the letter.
Amen. 哥罗西教会如今已经不复存在了，所看到的都是一些石块，但是圣经当中基督至高的真理，它如今依然存在。
We are so much richer today because of a common, not very particularly gifted person who loyally served Paul and Christ above all and delivered letters.
今天的教会因为一个普通的人而更加的丰富，他或许并不是特别有才干，却忠心服侍基督。他的弟兄服侍基督和他的弟兄保罗，他就是推基谷。
What you do for Christ is eternal.
你为神所做的，为基督所做的，会存到永恒。
Let's move to example two.
我们一起来看第二个人物。
This man was a slave who had run away and run all the way to Rome from Colossae, and he tried to lose himself in the crowd there.
这个人他曾经为奴隶。他为了躲避 主人，他一路逃到了罗马，然后试图呢在人群当中来隐藏自己。
He was once considered useless, but now considered to be very dear and very useful.
他曾经是被认为是没有用处的一个人，如今保罗视他为非常亲爱的弟兄。
His name was Onesimus.
他的名字是叫阿尼西姆。
He was actually named Onesimus because he was useful.
他的名字是意思是有益处的，有用的。
He was a slave.
他是一个奴隶。
And what's important to remember is that in those days, slaves were sometimes not given names because based on their family name or their surname, but on their function.
在那个时代当中，奴隶是无用的，很多奴隶都没有一个名字，他们名字，他们只是被他的主人称作为一个 使用的工具。
So this was a useful slave who had then stolen from his master. He had been ungrateful. He had run away, and he meets Paul of all people in Rome. And Paul preaches the gospel to him, and he accepts the Lord.
他曾是哥罗西城的一个奴隶，他偷取了主人的财物。可是他被神被保罗所使用的时候，保罗就给他一个同等的地位。
So while he was called useless when he ran away, he now becomes, like his name, useful. He becomes a faithful and beloved brother, and he's now no longer a slave, but a brother in the Lord.
他曾经是这样一个无用的人，可是如今他是蒙弟兄所爱，变成一个有用的人。他不再是奴隶，而是神家有用的器皿。
He is a redeemed, transformed man who would shake the Colossian church out of its complacent attitude. Why? Because of the attitude and treatment of slaves in those days. To be suddenly confrontedby this man who comes back to the church and now no longer is a slave but goes, I am your brother in Christ. It challenges us to think of how we accept and receive people who have been transformed and redeemed by the grace of God.
是的，这位被救赎经历改变的人，他激励了哥罗西教会能够摆脱自满。他能够从一个奴隶的身份能够被称作是神家的弟兄，这也是来提醒我们从不轻看被神拣选的任何一个人。
So, gleaning number three, God is in the life-changing business.
十岁三，神仍来在改变生命的工作中。
A man who was insolent and restless has become clear-eyed and straightforward. Ungrateful and loving is now abounding in love. One who was dishonest is now willing to pay back what he had stolen.
一个不安傲慢的人，如今变得眼光清晰，坦诚正直。曾经忘恩负义，不懂爱，如今却满有了爱心。曾经的不诚实，如今却弥补了过错。曾经忧郁，如今在受逼迫的罗马教会当中，能够喜乐积极的服事。
Onesimus' life had been transformed and revolutionized by God's grace. It's very much like what Jean's story was.
阿尼西姆的生命是被神完全的改变，变成一个有用的生命，有价值的，就像刚刚静所说的。
Emptiness had been replaced by God's fullness. Meaningless had been replaced with purpose.
他曾经的虚空，如今被神的丰盛所充满；曾经的无意义，如今被使命和目标所取代。
Cleaning number four.In God's hands, we can then become someone who both has beauty and is useful.
十岁第四条，在神的手中，我们可以成为既美丽又有用的人。
Full transformation awaits all of us who invite the Master's touch.
凡愿意接受主手所触摸的人，都将经历生命彻底的改变。
Full overflowing service is the characteristic of life in Christ.
在基督里，生命的特征就是满意的服事。
You know, it's nice to know I can become someone beautiful. It's not just the ladies who can become beautiful. Men, well, okay, some of you might not want to become beautiful. Some of you want to become handsome, right? Yeah, okay.
不光是女士想要变得美丽，男士也是。
You can take that one as it is. All right, example three. And this one I'm going to cheat. I said we're not going to do all ten, but I'm going to put six people into example three, all right? Because they were one team. And that's my defense. They were one team in Paul's team.
第三个例子是一个团队。刚刚牧师说不说十个人，但其实是都提到。那这是第三个例子是一个团队，一共有六个人。
Three of them were Jews, three of them were Gentiles.
三位是犹太人，三位是外邦人。
One new man, Jew and Gentile together, one new man.
一个新人是指犹太人和外邦人联合在一起成为一人。
I was going to ask you young people, who were these six people?
问问看年轻人知道这六位是谁。
You know, those of you who are pointing, remember that Three fingers point back at yourself.
这个手指指出去的时候，一个手指朝外，三个手指朝内。
Aristarchus, Mark, and Justus, or Jesus as he was called, these were the Jewish believers who worked with Paul.
三位犹太人是指亚里达古、马可还有耶稣。
They were Jews. They were Jews and they were based in Rome. They had never been to Colossae as far as we know, and yet they were able to express love and greetings and deep appreciation for the brethren in Colossae.
就我们所知道的是，这三位犹太人并没有去过罗马，他们却是在这个信息当中，它是能够显示出基督里的爱。
Why? Two things, I believe, because they understood grace, number one, and two, they had experienced the fullness with the Father and with the Son, Christ Jesus.
一个是他们一定是感受到了主里面的爱，同时他们也经历了父神及主耶稣的丰富。
And when we have fullness, we can then experience fellowship and friendship with one another. Even distance may separate us in the Lord, irrespective of our language, of our upbringing, or our ethnic group, or our qualifications.
正是基于这一份主里的丰盛，他们才能够彼此建立真正的团契，也包括了友情。不论成长的背景、言语、民族，还有资历是如何的。
three Jews, and now we go to the three Gentiles.
那我们现在来看这个三个外邦人。
Epaphras, Luke, and Demas.
他们分别是以巴弗、路加和迪马。
They, like the Jewish members of the team, had never been to Colossae, but they understood that they were part of the church, and they loved the church at Colossae.
他们也是从来没有去过哥罗西教会，但是明白自己是那教会的一个部分，并且是深爱着这个教会。
A little bit on Epaphras.
我们看一点点来看以巴弗。
Because Paul tells us one thing about him. He was a prayer.
保罗告诉我们以巴弗是一个祷告的人。
In fact, we are told he agonized. The word that Paul uses in his letter in the Greek is how we use the word agony. He agonized for the church at Colossae.
他为哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹，他是非常深爱他们，为他们祷告，他们使他们能够完全明白神的心意。
His concern for the church was deep. In other words, the way it's expressed and described, it was almost like he was in pain or distress for the church that the church would be strong and grow.
在描述当中，他是这样子的，忧心忡忡的为教会来祷告。他要求神能够让他们能够明白，完全明白神的心意。
And this was before Facebook and all these other apps that we have nowadays, where you can be friends with people and know who they are. He had never met them, and yet he prayed with such deep feeling for them.
以巴弗虽然没有去过哥罗西教会，可是他是却为那里的弟兄姊妹深切的祷告。
He cared.
他爱他们。
And that's part of being the church as a quiet hero of faith.
这是我们成为教会弟兄姊妹的肢体的一部分，我们能做的。
I don't want to talk very much about Luke because you know about Luke. You know about the Dr. Luke.
下一位是路加，我们都知道啊，路加医生。
And then there's this third name that is mentioned, Demas.
那第三位是叫迪马。
Now Demas is interesting.
迪马非常有意思。
How many times is he mentioned in the Gospels or in the letters in the New Testament?
在新约当中，迪马被提到有多少次？
Twice. Here in Colossians,
在哥罗西书当中提到一次。
And then in 2 Timothy.
另外一个是在提摩太后书当中提到他一次。
Which then gives us gleaning number 5.
这个也带入我们进入到十岁的第五点。
Because in 2 Timothy 4:10, it's written, For Paul, having loved this present world, has deserted me.
在提摩太后书的四章十节说到，迪马因爱现今的世界就离弃了我。
Now I don't know about you, but when I read this, I go, huh?
我不知道你们怎么想。当我读到这一点的时候
，You see, Demas was in Paul's team.
迪马是在保罗的团队当中的。
He was part of Paul's team when Paul wrote to the church at Colossae.
他是在保罗的团队当中，而保罗写信给哥罗西教会。
And yet at some point, having a love for the world that grew stronger than his love for Christ, he left Paul.
那迪马是这样一个爱世界大过爱教会，并且离开了保罗。
I think gleaning 5 teaches us from the example of Demas is that our Lord accepts even those who disappoint and hurt us.
那这带入我们进入十岁的第五条，我们的主也接纳那些曾经令人失望和伤害别人的人。
Christian fellowship teaches us to develop a great capacity for joy, and all of us are joyful most of the time. But there's also fellowship teaches us to have a capacity for sorrow.
我们基督徒的团契教导我们，不仅是要培养更大的喜乐的容量，同样我们也要培养承受悲伤的能力。
Because God includes those people who are what I call on the margins.
是神爱，神爱那些甚至于处于边缘的人。
Those people who may hurt us.
那些人。
Those people who may disappoint us.
那些人可能会伤害我们，也可能令人失望。
But the purpose for that is to teach us to.Grow in Christ Jesus.
这些也告诉我们，我们要在基督里面成长。
Gleaning six comes out of this one, or five, that fellowship means having a large heart. How big is your heart?
我们进入十岁的第六点，基督徒的团契。意味着拥有宽广的心。
Christian fellowship is meant to stretch us, my friends.
基督徒的团契是在帮助我们拓展我们的心胸。
It's a bit like a marriage.
就像婚姻一样。
You see, when you get married, before you get married, you think your partner is wonderful.
在我们结婚之前，可能会想我们的伴侣是。很不错的。
Then you realize your partner doesn't like to wash his socks.
后来你知道说你的配偶是不喜欢洗袜子。
I'm not saying I don't wash my socks, okay? you discover strange things about your partner.
你可能会在婚姻当中发现你的配偶是有很多奇怪的事情。
But it's meant to stretch us because you grow in love.
但是这个是来帮助我们拓宽我们的心胸。
The gospel that we proclaim is firstly about fellowship with God, but not just fellowship. All right, fellowship includes knowledge, but more importantly, a relationship with God. You cannot have fellowship without a relationship. You need both knowledge.Of God, and you need the relationship with that God. That's first and foremost, that's what's proclaimed. Secondly, to have fullness of fellowship, you need one another. You need the church. And you can read that up and think about it in 1 John 1:3, all right, in your own time. It's in 1 John 1:3. Think about that because this is important. It means having a large heart.Heart.
福音是要让我们能够认识到，也向这个世界来宣告神的团契，神家的团契啊，不仅只是在知识上面的，更是在关系上面的团契。那我们彼此之间丰盛的团契，这也是神让我们所看见的。那是在约翰一书的1:3。
So how is your heart today?
今天我们的心跳如何
？Is your heart beating or not？
心跳是不是还在跳动，还是没有
？Pastor Daniel brought us through last week in the English congregation about having the heart of Christ。
上周我们Daniel 牧师在讲道当中说到，我们的心是由基督的心在我们里面。
How big is your heart？
你的心有多大？
What does God promise to give us?
神应许给我们什么？
Is your heart made of stone?
你的心是用石头做的吗？
Well, one person is certain of their heart. Their heart is not made of stone. You'll be so glad to know our senior pastor doesn't have a heart of stone.
我们都很真实的知道，我们的牧者我们的心都不是由石头做的。
But I think all of you who have known the Lord Jesus don't have a heart of stone.
我们也知道我们的基督， 我们的主耶稣他的心不是由石头做的。
You have been given a heart transplant. You have a new heart.
我们都给了一个新心。
So let me ask you a question then.
问这样一个问题。
Are you willing to love as Christ loved?
我们愿意像基督一样去爱吗？
You see, the love of God encompasses everyone.Including those who choose to exclude others on the basis of race or position, those who disappoint and may hurt you, those who have been disloyal, and worst of all, for all of us as Christians, those of us who have committed acts of betrayal in the community of believers.
神的爱涵盖所有的人。其中包括了那些因种族而和或者地位而选择排斥他人的人，那些令我们失望和伤害我们的人，那些曾经不忠的人，那些在信徒群体中犯下背叛行为的人。
You see, Christ still loves these people.
你看神基督依旧爱这些人。
He may not approve of their actions. He is hurt by their actions.But he still loves them. So are we prepared to love as Christ loved?
基督虽然受到了这些人的伤害，可是基督依旧爱他们。
You see, coming out of Colossians 4 is this question, and it's based off the old algebraic formula. And I hope I get this right because I was hopeless at algebra when I was young. Still am. But if Paul is in Christ, and Onesimus is in Christ, and Philemon is in Christ, then Paul, Onesimus, and Philemon are all in Christ.
那牧师最后是要用一个代数等式，好来得出这样一个结论。虽然他说他对代数不是很好，但是这样子一个啊、一个转换，就是说，如果保罗是在基督里面，那如果阿尼西姆是在基督里面，如果腓利门在基督里面，那么保罗、阿尼西姆和腓利门都在基督里面。
And all are spiritually equal.
那么所有的在基督上面，在属灵里面都是平等的。
You see, because if A equals B, work with me on this one, guys. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, right?
代数上面是这样，如果 A 等于 B, B 等于 C, 那么 A 就等于 C.
Nobody believes me on this one. I think we have a problem. I have a problem anyway. So in other words, the lesson from this is that within the family of Christ, all of us who need forgiveness, and I say all of us because I think nobody doesn't need forgiveness, all of us who need forgiveness within the family of Christ all wear the image of Christ because we are all in Christ.
那我们可以得出这样一个结论，在基督的家里面，我们众多人都需要被赦免。我想没有一个人说不需要被赦免，我们都要被赦免。那么同样我们也都带着基督的形象。
So if you are one in Christ, then how should we behave?
如果我们是在基督里面，我们要怎么样表现？
Towards our brothers and our sisters in the Lord.
那我们要对于我们的弟兄姊妹有怎么样子的表现？
And I put it to you that if we claim that love is the climate that encourages forgiveness, then family relatedness is the soil in which forgiveness flourishes. Think about that one. If love is the climate that encourages forgiveness,then family relatedness, being in the one family and being related to one another, is the soil in which forgiveness will flourish and grow.
那如果爱是这样一个气候，是能够啊来感染我们的啊，来鼓励我们的这个原谅，同时，那我们的基督里面的爱，我们基督里面的家。我们就是有这样一份能够被赦免的 能够来爱别人，能够来原谅别人的这样一个荣耀能够被彰显出来。
So finally.
最后。
And I hope this is not Paul's way of saying finally. But finally, true happiness comes from being who you were made to be, not from what you have. All right? True happiness comes from being who you were made to be, not from what you had.
最后，真正的喜乐在于活出神为你所塑造的生命，而非外面的拥有。
You see, Paul writes to, he concludes his letter to the church by saying the following thing, and he's addressing it to one person in its context, but I believe it can be extended to each and every believer in Christ. And he says this, take heed to the ministry which you have received from the Lord that you may fulfill it. Now that's big and long. And I love the Living Bible's translation. Be sure to do all that God has told you to do.
保罗在他书信，保罗在他书信最后结尾的时候，他虽然是对一个人说的，可是这也可以引用到我们所有的所有的人对我们所有的信徒所说的，要留意在你从主领受的职分，使你能完成它。或者直译上面来说的话，就是务要做主丰富你的一切事情，是在哥罗西书的四章十七节。
Be sure to do why? Because if you belong to Christ, then you belong to the mission of God.
如果你是属基督的，那你就属他的意向和使命。
What do you care about? What do you care about?
你在乎什么？
Do you care about your lifestyle goals or your divine calling?
你所在乎的是你生命当中的目标，还是你所在乎的是神圣的呼召？
You see, I think for most of us, can I say this, that if you care and your aim is your lifestyle goal,You will become very much like that old battered violin, out of tune, unloved, considered by the world of no value. But if you are touched by the Master's hand, if you allow yourself to be touched by the Master's hand, you will become valuable. You will have a calling that is divine, that is eternal,that will enable you to be like these people mentioned in chapter 4 of Colossae, letter of Colossians, that they are quiet heroes of the faith. There is purpose, but do allow yourself to be touched by the Master's hand.
那如果我们是跟随这个世界的声音，如果我们是朝着自己的目标去走的话，我们很可能会变成那一个旧的小提琴，是走掉的，是变老的，是无用的。那如果我们是能够在主里面，我们是被主的手所触摸的，我们能够在主里面能够明白神的心意的话，那我们就会像这个哥罗西书当中提到的这些人物一样，能够在小事上面忠心，被主使用，能够来完成神圣的呼召。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I pray, Lord, that I thank you for my brothers and my sisters here, Lord, today.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们谢谢，我感谢这里的弟兄姊妹们。
I thank you for everybody who stood, Lord.
也感谢刚刚所起立的所有的弟兄姊妹们。
Earlier in the service, even for those who perhaps didn't stand, but you know all our hearts.
虽然有一些人没有站立起来，但是主啊，你都知道每一个人的心意。
Father, I thank you that there's a place for all of us within your family.
主啊，我们感谢，我们愿每一个人在神的家中都有这样一个位置。
I thank you, Father, that your heart is so big and so wide and so great and so magnificent in its grace and its love.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我们求主，你的心是何等的宽广，是这样子的大，是这样子的爱我们。
I thank you for your love that encompasses all of us.
主啊，谢谢你的爱，你包容了我们所有的人。
I thank you for the testimony of Jean.
也谢谢今天 Jean 所做的见证。
I thank you for all my brothers and sisters who serve, Lord, in big ways or small.
也感谢在教会当中所有参加服事的，不论大小服事的弟兄姊妹们。
And sometimes human language is not enough to express gratitude.
我的感恩无法用人的语言来表述。
But I know that you see all that people do, all that your servants, your quiet heroes of the faith do for you.
那我相信主，你能够看见，你能够看见这些所有默默无声的英雄们在神家的服事。
And I thank you that their deeds are written, Lord, and remembered by you.
也求主能够纪念他们在主里面的摆上。
So may you, through your Holy Spirit, speak life.
求主。
May you speak life and peace and hope into each heart today.
求主在每一个人的心里面来说话，把你的喜乐平安带到每一个人的心里面。
And may we learn to respond to the touch of the Master's hand.
让我们一起来学习回应主你的爱，从你的手触摸的每一个灵魂。
In all that we do.
也来回应你所为我们做的一切。
In Christ's name.
在主耶稣基督里面祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you feel that you need to respond in some way, you can scan the QR code. It will be made available later, also, both outside through our Connect teams. It will be on the website. It will be sent out on the chat groups. So be blessed. And from my part, thank you.
如果你有感动要参与我们教会的服事的话，请可以扫描这个二维码，也会在我们会通过各种各样的渠道，在外面的这个欢迎团队当中，还有我们的 WhatsApp 群里面都会有这个 QR code， 我们可以去扫描，欢迎来加入我们的服事团队。谢谢方牧师。
We come to a time of communion.
那我们现在来到我们的圣餐。
Today, even as we thank God for all who have served faithfully throughout the year,
我们今天都一起来感恩我们能够服侍我们的神。
In big ways and small ways, both seen and unseen.
无论是大事小事，被看见的不被看见的，我们都要来感恩。
But as we come to the Lord's table,
我们一起来到神的桌前。
Remember the one.Who showed us what true service looks like, the greatest servant of all, our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要忘记，是我们的主耶稣，他的自己，他给我们表现了服事的榜样。
So today, if you are a believer, we want to welcome you to partake communion. If you do not have the communion element, put up your hands, and our ushers on both aisles will give one to you, anyone.
如果你是基督徒的话，我们欢迎你今天一起来跟我们来领受圣餐。如果还没有拿到圣餐的，可以举手，我们的招待会把圣餐给你。
You know, in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, we are reminded that Jesus came to serve and not to be served.
在马可福音里面说到，主耶稣来，他来是要来受人的服事，他不是要来受人的服事，乃是要来服事人。
Amen. So today we take the bread.
今天我们一起来领受这个饼。
Daniel， 这两位夫妇。Yeah, 谢谢。Thank you. First we take the bread.
一起来领受这个饼。
We are reminded that this is a broken body of Christ.
我们要来纪念主的身体为我们舍的掰开。
It's broken for you.
主的身体是为你掰开的。
For you.
是为你掰开的。
For you.
是为你掰开的。
Why?
为什么？
It's broken so that you can be made whole.
因为它被掰开了，可以成全我。
Come, let's partake together.
我们一起来领受这个饼。
Thank you, Lord.
谢主。
And these juice represent the blood of Christ.
我们饮的这个杯代表的是主的血。
Is the forgiveness of your sin.
这是我们的罪得赦免。
The blood of Christ cleanses us.
主的血洗净我们。
It tells you that today, right here, right now, in Christ, you can have a new beginning.
告诉我们，如今在基督里面，我们可以有一个新的开始。
A clean slate.
他来洗净我们。
A reminder that we can be used by the masters, even if we are that worthless old violin.
他来提醒我们，我们能够被主所用。
Everyone can be used by the master.
每一个人都能够被主所用。
This is what the precious blood of Christ stands for.
这是主他的血所洁净的。
Come, let us drink together.
一起来领受这杯。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord,
天父上帝，
we love you.
我们爱你。